الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. This monumental work that was penned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, Al-Aqidat al-Wasitiyyah. And still, habithakum Allah, we are discussing the verses that affirm attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, brothers and sisters, the beginning, the muqaddima part of the introduction to this book, when Shaykh al-Islam, he said, وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ part of belief in Allah, الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَوَصَفَهُ بِهِ رَسُولُهُ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Part of belief in Allah is to believe in what Allah described Himself with in His book, the Qur'an. And what His Messenger Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ described Allah with, without من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكييف ولا تمثيل, without distorting, without denying, without asking how, and without likening Allah to the creation. So remember that. And today we will start, and I think this was the last chapter that we discussed prior to the blessed month of Ramadan, إثبات اليدين لله تعالى في القرآن الكريم, affirmation of two hands for Allah in the noble Quran. Affirmation of two hands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the noble Quran, في القرآن الكريم. Under this chapter, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned ذكر آيتين, two verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first, he said وقوله, and he's saying ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I created with my two hands. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I created with my two hands. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ, what prevents you from prostrating yourself, الْخِطَاب لِإِبْلِيس لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, Iblis is the one who is being addressed. May Allah's curse be upon him. When he refused to prostrate to Adam, لَمَّا امْتَنَعَ عَنِ السُّجُودِ لِآدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ صَرَفَكَ وَصَدَّكَ عَنِ السُّجُودِ, meaning, what prevented and stopped you from prostration? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Iblis to prostrate. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ, what prevented you from prostrating yourself to one whom I created with my two hands. أي بَاشَرْتُ خَلْقَهُ بِيَدَيَّ مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاسِطَةٍ, meaning I created Adam, myself, with my two hands. And this is an honor and nobility for Adam. This is an honor and nobility for Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. And there comes, إخوان بارك الله فيكم, upon the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, and الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله said the chain of narration for this is sound. Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, خلق الله أربعة بيدي, Allah created four things with His hand. Allah created four things with His hand. Al-Arsh, the throne. Adam, wal-Qalam, the pen. Wa-Adam, and Adam. ثم قال لكل شيء كن فكان. So Allah created four things with His hand. خلق الله أربعة بيده. Al-Arsh, the throne, that's one. Adam, the gardens of paradise of Adam. That's the second. Wal-Qalam, the third is the pen. And the fourth is Adam. ثم قال لكل شيء. Then He said to each of them, kun, be, and they were, fakan. And this has been collected by Ibn Jarir in his tafsir, and other than him, Al-Lalikai fi i'tiqad ahli sunnah, wal-Darimi and others. And the Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah agreed that the chain of narration is sound. And Ikhwan, Al-Baghawi rahimahullah, as it pertains to the attribute, affirmation of two hands for Allah Azza wa Jal, he said in his tafsir, he said, يَدَ اللَّهِ صِفَ مِن صِفَاتِهِ كَالسَّمْعِ وَالْبَصَرِ وَالْوَجْهِ. The hand of Allah is an attribute from His attributes, like hearing, sight, and face. And he mentioned the ayah, لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ. What prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I created with my two hands. He said, and also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, kilta yadayhi yameen. Both of his hands are right hands. Wallahu a'lam bi sifati. And Allah, He knows best about His attributes. Fa'ala al-ibad fiha al-iman wa taslim. So it is upon the servants to submit, to believe and to submit. It is upon the servants to believe in them and accept them. فَعَلَى الْعِبَادِ فِيهَا الْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ. It is upon the servants to believe in the attributes of Allah and accept them. Now, so he mentioned, Ikhwan, Al-Baghawi rahimahullah, who died in the year 516 Hijri, he mentioned the ayah as a proof in affirmation for two hands for Allah Azza wa Jal. The ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah started with, and likewise the hadith, kilta yadayhi yameen. Both of Allah's hands are right. The second ayah, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned, is the verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدَ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء. The Jews, they said, Allah's hand is tied up. Be their hands tied up, and be they cursed for what they have uttered. Nay, both His hands are widely outstretched. He spends of His bounty as He wills. The meaning of this ayah, حفظكم الله. وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة. And the Yehud, they said, Allah's hand is tied. يخبر تعالى عنهم. Allah informs us that they describe بأنه وصفوه بأنه بخيل. Allah informs us that they described Allah as being miserly. كما وصفوه بأنه فقير وهم أغنياء. Just like they described Allah عز وجل as being poor. And they claimed that they were rich. And they did not intend by this that His hand is tied in chains. Rather, they meant miserly and stingy, wal-iyadu billah. And Allah said, rebuking them, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands are tied. هَذَا رَدٌ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِمَا قَالُوهُ. This is a refutation upon them by Allah, due to what they said, and a response to the lies and the fabrications that they invented. وَهَاكَذَا وَقَعَ لَهُمْ. And in reality, Ikhwan, this was witnessed from them. نعم بلا شك. فَإِنَّ فِيهِمْ مِنَ الْبُخْلِ وَالْحَسَدَ شَيْءٌ كَثِيرٌ. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, commenting He said, as verily you find among them much envy and stinginess. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. They were cursed due to what they said. مَعْطُوفْ عَلَى مَا قَبْلُهُ. This is connected to what came before it. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودِ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ. The Yahud, they said, Allah's hand is tied. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands are tied. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And it's connected to what came before it. They were cursed due to what they said. وَالْبَا. The ba here. بِمَا قَالُوا. The ba is a sababiyya. Ba is sababiyya. Meaning it's telling you the reason why. Why were they cursed? وَلُعِنُوا. They were cursed as a result of what they uttered with their mouths. That's why the Muslim is very cautious about what they say with their tongue. Because look, here you have an example of individuals who said something and it resulted in them being cursed. May Allah protect us from that. And when someone is cursed, it means that they are removed and they are distanced from the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So these individuals were expelled from the mercy of Allah بسبب هذه المقالة, due to the statement that they uttered. Due to the statement that they uttered. ثُمَّ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ سُبْحَانَهُ بِقَوْلِهِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He refuted them with His saying, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. Nay, both of His hands, the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are widely outstretched. أي بل هو في غاية ما يكون من الجود والعطاء. Meaning, He is the most generous and giving. His two hands are widely outstretched. And this sentence here, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, تبارك وتعالى, ينفق كيف يشاء. He spends of His bounty as He wills. جملة, it is a new sentence emphasizing the perfectness and completeness of Allah's generosity. فَإِنْفَاقُهُ عَلَى مَا تَقْتَدِيهِ مَشِئَتُهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He spends according to His will. فَإِنْ شَاءَ. If He wills, then He gives abundantly. And if He wills, He gives sparingly. Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is the giver. He is the withholder in accordance to His infinite wisdom. فَهُوَ الْبَاسِطِ الْقَابِضِ عَلَى مَا تَقْتَدِيهِ حِكْمَتُهُ. And ikhwan, what was the point behind Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioning these two verses? Alhamdulillah, it is clear. الشاهد من الآيتين الكريمتين. The point from these two verses, why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned them in this place in the book, أَنَّ فِيهِمَا إِثْبَاتُ الْيَدَيْنِ لِلَّهِ. These two verses affirm two hands for Allah. وَأَنُّهُمَا يَدَانِ حقيقتان. And that they are two real hands. لائقتان, befitting His Majesty. بجلاله وعظمته. ليستا كيدي المخلوق. And they do not resemble, and they are not like the hands of the creation. Because Allah, He said, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like Allah. So if someone asks you, Alhamdulillah, الآن, you know some of the verses in the Quran that affirm the attribute of hand for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He has two hands. حقيقتان, real hands. لائقتان, befitting His Majesty and His greatness. And they are not like the hands of the creation, because Allah, He said, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like Allah. وفي ذلك الرد على من نفى اليدين الحقيقتين. In this, ikhwan, is a refutation upon those who deny the two real hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وزعم أن المراد باليد القدرة أو النعمة. So in these verses, the saying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. What prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I created with my two hands? And the second ayah, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدَ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةً غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. Nay, both his hands are widely outstretched. This is a refutation upon those who deny the two real hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and both of his hands are right. This is a refutation of those who deny the two real hands of Allah and claim that the intent, that the meaning of the word yad is power or blessing. وَهَذَا تَأْوِيلٌ بَاطِلٌ وَتَحْرِيفٌ لِلْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. And this is distortion of the Qur'an and a false explanation. فَالْمُرَادْ يَدَ الذَّاتِ لَا يَدَ الْقُدْرَ وَالنِّعْمَةِ. The intent here is the attribute of hand. We affirm from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the attribute of hand, al-yad. This is an attribute of His self. It does not mean power, nor does it mean blessing. إِذْ لَوْ كَانَ الْمُرَادُ بِالْيَدَ الْقُدْرَ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ لَبَطَلَ تَخْصِيصُ آدَمِ بِخَلْقِهِ بِهِمَا. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Habidahullahu ta'ala, he said, if the intent here was power, as they claim, then there would be nothing special in the fact that Adam was created biyadayhi. There would be nothing special in the fact that Adam was created with yadah. We say the meaning is two hands. فَإِنَّ جَمِيعَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. For verily, all of the creation, حَتَّى إِبْلِيسِ, even Iblis, خُلِقَتْ بِقُدْرَتِهِ. As verily, all of the creation, even Iblis, was created with the perfect power and ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what virtue does Adam have over Iblis if we say the meaning is power? فَأَيُّ مَزِيَّةٍ لِآدَمْ عَلَى إِبْلِيسِ فِي قَوْلِهِ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ. Shaykh al-Fawzan says, so what virtue does Adam have over Iblis if we say that the meaning of to whom I created with لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ, if we say that yaday here, it means power. فَكَانَ يُمْكِنْ لِإِبْلِيسَ أَنْ يَقُولُ. Because if the meaning of yad here was power, then it would have been possible for Iblis to say, وَأَنَا خَلَقْتَنِي بِيَدَيْكَ. And you also, you created me with your power. إِذْ كَانَ الْمُرَادُ بِهَا الْقُدْرَةِ. If the meaning here of yad was power. So we know that the meaning of yad here is the attribute of hand, which is true and real and befitting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, وَأَيْضًا لَوْ كَانَ الْمُرَادُ بِالْيَدِ الْقُدْرَةِ لَوَجَبَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لِلَّهِ قُدْرَتَانِ وَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ ذَلِكَ. The Shaykh mentions another argument. He said, if the meaning here of yad was power, then it would be obligatory, based upon this verse, to affirm two qudratan, qudras for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Muslims reject this outright. Why? Because from the attributes of Allah azza wa jalla is al-qudra, perfect ability and power. Wa aydan, likewise, if we say that the meaning here of yad in these verses was to mean blessings, then the meaning would be that Allah created Adam with two blessings. And this is false and rejected, because the blessings of Allah are many and numerous and cannot be counted. So the meaning is not ni'matain. Is that clear to everyone so far, ikhwan? That's wadih? Na'am. If you understand that, alhamdulillah, then you understand the issue. Walillah alhamd wal minna. And it's clear, alhamdulillah, to the person of the sunnah. We say, Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has two hands as befitting His majesty, two real hands, and they are not like the hands of the creation. So look, you stay away from what? Tashbih, resembling Allah from the creation. Alhamdulillah, anta bari min dalik. And also you stay away from what? Ta'til, denial of the attributes of Allah. Also you stay away from what? Tahrif, distorting of the meanings. Distorting the meanings. Naam. And you affirm the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that which come in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next chapter, إثبات العينين لله تعالى, of affirmation of two eyes for Allah, and again, as befitting His Majesty. Naam, and they are not like the eyes of the creation, because as Allah said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like Allah. There is nothing like Allah. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, in this chapter, إِثْبَاتُ الْعَيْنَيْنِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى, he mentions, وَقَوْلُهُ, the saying of Allah, وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. So wait patiently. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, so wait patiently, O Muhammad, for the decision of your Lord, for verily you are under our eyes. وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. So wait patiently, O Muhammad, for the decision of your Lord, for verily you are under our eyes. Here, Ikhwan, Shaykh Khalil al-Harras, he said, في هذه الآية يأمر الله نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بالصبر لحكمه. In this verse, Allah commands His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be patient with His decision, to be patient with His judgment. والاحتمال لما يلقاه من أذى قومه. And Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be patient and endure the harm that he will face from his people. Naam, anytime somebody comes with the da'wah to truth, the da'wah to tawheed, the da'wah to sunnah, naam, no doubt they will be harmed. Allah Azza wa Jalla said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir li hukmi rabbika fa innaka bi a'yunina. So wait patiently, O Muhammad, for the decision of your Lord, for verily you are under our eyes. Allah Azza wa Jalla in this verse, He commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with his judgment and decision, and to endure the harm that he will face from his people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala informs that the reason is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is under his sight, watch and protection. Naam. So here we have, فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, for you are under our eyes. This affirms the attribute of eye for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as befitting His Majesty. And there is nothing like Allah. And the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not like the eyes of the human or the eyes of any of the creation. Because لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. And we affirm the attributes of Allah as befitting His Majesty. So look, brothers and sisters, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient with his decision and judgment, and likewise to endure the harm that he will encounter from his people, what about us? Do you think that in 2018, when we are living in a time of social media, where doubts are spread at an alarming rate, it's not like before, 20 years ago, in order for a doubt to spread, it would take a book, or maybe by radio, or possibly by satellite channels, but the lands were not as connected as they were today. Today, somebody writes something on the internet, it's all over the dunya in less than a second. So on a daily basis, a person is faced with doubts. On a daily basis, people are exposed to shahawat, lusts, impermissible lusts and desires. So all around them on the internet, if people are on Facebook and Instagram, even if they're not indulging in the things that some of the people are doing from the muharramat and the shahawat, the forbidden things, they may see it. And maybe, wal-iyadu billah, the soul that incites a person to evil, maybe it stirs some light for that. So no doubt in this time, more so,
The one who is trying to hold on to their religion is going to require and need a great amount of patience. Look, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir li hukmi rabbik. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah explained in this ayah. He said, وَلَمَّا بَيَّنَ تَعَالَى الْحُجَّجُ وَالْبَرَاهِينَ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ أَقْوَالِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. After Allah Azza wa Jalla established and clarified the proofs and the evidences, nullifying and refuting the statements of the disbelievers and the deniers, أَمَرَ رَسُولُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَّا يَعْبَ بِهِمْ شَيْئًا. He commanded the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to pay no attention to them. وَأَنْ يَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّهِ الْقَدَرِ وَالشَّرْعِ. And to be patient with the decreed ruling of Allah and the legislative ruling of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah commanded him, look, to be patient with what was decreed. Allah commanded him to be patient with what was legislated. How? بِلُزُومِهِ وَالْإِسْتِقَامَ عَلَيْهِ. By adhering to it, holding on to it, and being upright upon it. وَوَعَدَهُ اللَّهُ بِالْكِفَايَةِ. Allah promised him that he would protect him when he said, فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Allah said to him, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for verily you are under our eyes. So no doubt, in 2018, ikhwan, again with the waves of doubts and the waves of desires, which many people, except those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has mercy upon, are drowning in, the one who is trying to hold on to the religion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, he's going to need patience. He's going to need patience. He's going to need a thick skin, or she. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. And as we've seen many examples, you may even find, as mentioned by Imam Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, you're a stranger in your own home, in your own house. You're a stranger, let alone in the land you live, to the extent you may be a stranger in your own home. Why? Because you may go home and you may say, no, this is not allowed. Allah said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and they look at you and they look at you like you're insane. Why are you so rigid? Why are you so harsh? Why are you this? Why are you that? We're in 2018, but everyone's doing this. Even in the midst and the depth of your house. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us all to be firm and upright. Look, بِلُزُومِهِ. Be patient by adhering to the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal and by being upright upon that. The next verse, the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentioned, which affirms the attribute of Ayn for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرٌ. And we carried him, meaning Nuh, on a ship made of planks and nails, floating under our eyes. That's the shahid. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Floating under our eyes. A reward for him who had been rejected. جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفِرٌ. في هذه الآية إخوان, in this verse, the second verse that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, as it pertains to إثبات العينين لله, affirmation of two eyes for Allah Azza wa Jal. يخبر الله عن نبيه نوح. Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us about his prophet Nuh. أنه لما كذبه قومه. That when his people denied him and rejected him. وحقت عليهم كلمة العذاب. And the word of torment was justified against them. They were punished. وأخذهم الله بالطوفان. And Allah punished them with the flood.
حمله هو ومن معه من المؤمنين. Allah saved Nuh and the believers with him upon a ship, على سفينة ذات ألواح, which was made of great planks and nails. وأنها كانت تجري بعين الله, and that it floated under the eye of Allah and His protection. The third verse,
Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, وقوله, the saying of Allah, وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني,
and I bestowed upon you my love that you would be brought up and raised under my eye. وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني. In this verse, Ikhwan, what's this verse talking about? في هذه الآية الثالثة, the third verse that was mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, خطاب من الله لنبيه موسى عليه السلام. In this third verse is an address from Allah to His Prophet Musa. بأنه ألقى عليه محبة منه, that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon Musa love from him. Meaning, what does that mean? أحبه هو سبحانه. Meaning, Allah loved him. وحببه إلى خلقه. And Allah made Musa love to the people. Allahu Akbar. نعم. If Allah loves you, نعم, Allah تبارك وتعالى will place in the hearts of the righteous a love towards that individual, whether male or female. That is why, and we pointed out this before, Ikhwan, in the dua, oh Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those who, who love you. Not the love of everyone. It didn't say, and the love of everybody. No, you don't want the love of everyone, because the criminals and the mukaddibin and the mujrimin wal fasiqin, they're going to love based upon their hawa. You want the love of those who love Allah. The love of those who love for Allah and those who hate for Allah. You want the love of the righteous. الصالحون من عباد الله. That's what matters. That is why it's not about numbers. It is not about numbers. It is about quality. And Ikhwan, it was not about numbers at the time of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the companions at the time of Badr. They were the minority, they were outnumbered. They were outnumbered. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he taught to the companions, in the ranks of the believers was Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. In the ranks of the believers was Ibn Mas'ud. It was Ibn Umar. And the other Sahaba, Talha, Muawiyah. Individuals who stuck to their covenant with Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, I bestowed upon you my love from me. Meaning what? That Allah loved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and He made Musa beloved to the people. وَأَنَّهُ, and likewise, that Musa was nurtured under his eye. وَرَبَّاهُ, and he was cultivating. And Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prepared Musa for the task of conveying the message to Fir'aun and his people. Look, in the ayah we see affirmation of the attribute of Ayn. Ayn for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَلِتُصْنَ عَلَى عَيْنِي, that you may be brought up under my eye. Again, الشاهد من الآيات حفظكم الله. The point from why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned these verses, إثبات العينين أن فيها إثبات العينين لله تعالى حقيقة على ما يليق به سبحانه. Affirmation, because in these verses we find
affirmation of two eyes for Allah truly in a way befitting His Majesty.
فَقَدْ نَتَقَ الْقُرْآنَ بِلَفْضِ الْعَيْنِ مُضَافَ إِلَيْهِ مُفْرَدَ وَمَجْمُوعًا.
In the Quran, Ikhwana, we find the word I affirm for Allah, the attribute of I affirm for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as befitting His Majesty. However, in the Sunnah, we find affirmation that Allah has two eyes. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرُ. Verily your Lord is not one-eyed. The Dajjal is one-eyed, but your Lord is not one-eyed. The Salaf, ajma'u, the Salaf unanimously agreed, based upon this hadith, that the understanding from this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two eyes. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about the Dajjal that he is one-eyed, but verily your Lord is not one-eyed. The Salaf, istanbatu wa ajma'u, and they derived from this and understood from it, and there was unanimous agreement, there was no differing amongst this, amongst the Salaf about this, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has two eyes befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are not like the eyes of the creation, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, laysa kamithlihi shay, there is nothing like Allah. Is that clear, Ikhwan? That's wadih. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, closing this chapter, before we move on to a subject that alhamdulillah we've already briefly discussed, and that will be tomorrow inshallah, where we will discuss the next chapter, Ithbat As-Sam' Wal-Basar Lillah, affirmation of hearing and sight for Allah. Before that, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said, Ikhwan, وَلَا يَجُوز تَفْسِيرُهُمَ بِالْعِلْمِ. It is not allowed, it is not acceptable to explain the meaning of عَيْنَان to mean knowledge. It is not allowed, it is not acceptable to explain the meaning of عَيْن, عَيْنَان, to be knowledge. وَلَا بِالرُّؤْيَة. Likewise, it is not allowed to explain it to be sight whilst negating the attribute of I for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because someone from the people of bid'ah, they may say this means under his sight, but they negate the attribute of I for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They deny that Allah has two eyes befitting His Majesty tabarak wa ta'ala. So it is not acceptable, it is not allowed to explain the meaning of عين to mean knowledge, nor sight, while negating the attribute of عين for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why? لأنه مخالف لظاهر الله وإجماع السلف. Because this opposes the apparent meaning. It goes against the apparent meaning. And it contradicts the consensus of the Salaf على ثبوت العين لله. It contradicts, Ikhwan, the consensus of the Salaf in affirmation of two eyes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people of bid'ah, they have no proof for what they say. Let me ask you a question. In some of the explanations of the Salaf, you find, for example, تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا. For example, the ayah that we find, حَفِظُكُمُ اللَّهِ, in Surah Al-Qamar, floating under our eyes, that some of the Salaf, they said, بِمَرْأَ مِنَّا. How do we understand that? Muhammad, عندك شيء تفضل. إحسان. Some of the Salaf, they explained this to mean, they said, تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا, floating under our eyes, they said, under our sight, under our vision. How do we understand that? We said that earlier, ذَكَرْنَا مَا ذَكَرْنَا. جُرَيْج, عندك شيء؟ Anyone? تفضل. ها؟ أنا ما أفهم يعني كلامك, لازم أن ترفع صوتك. نعم, الشيخ ابن عثيمين يسأل, إخوان, when the Salaf, they said this, أنهم لم يريدوا بذلك نفي حقيقة معنى العين. The answer is simple, is that when the Salaf said it means under our sight, they did not intend by this the negation of the attribute of I for Allah Azza wa Jalla. They did not negate
that Allah had two eyes, as befitting His Majesty. وَإِنَّمَا فَسَّرُوهَا بِاللَّازِمَ إِثْبَاتِمَ الْعَيْنِ. Rather, they explained it by highlighting the meaning of this, but they affirmed two eyes for Allah. So they affirmed, now, Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two eyes befitting His Majesty. So they affirmed the attribute for Allah Azza wa Jalla as befitting His Majesty, the attribute of Ayn. And they said, this means that بِمَرْأَ مِنَّا تَجْرِ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, it flows under our eyes, meaning our sight and our vision. So they affirmed the attribute for Allah Azza wa Jalla and they explained the lazim of that. They never denied the attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَهَذَا لَا بَأْسَ بِهِ. There's nothing wrong with that. بِخِلَافِ الَّذِينَ يُفَسِّرُونَ الْعَيْنِ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ. There is nothing wrong with this in opposition to those who explain the meaning of al-ayn to be sight. And they reject that Allah truly has an ayn. So Ahlul Bidah, they say Allah does not have the attribute of al-ayn. Allah doesn't have two ayns. So they say what this means, تَجْرِ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, means under our vision, under our sight. And they say, Ahlul Bidah, they say, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, they say Allah doesn't have two ayns. هذا باطل. However, from the set of those who said, نعم, تَجْرِ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, the ayah floating under our eyes, they said, now we affirm that Allah Azza wa Jalla has two eyes. And the meaning, it means, the lazim of that, بِمَرْأَ مِنَّا, and this, يعني, floating under our eyes, under our vision. So they affirm the attribute of Allah, and they explained it, نعم, حَفِدَكُمْ اللَّهِ فَسَرُوهَ بِلَازِمْ بِاللَّازِمْ. As Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he mentioned, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. نعم. So with that, Alhamdulillah, we will suffice. And then tomorrow we'll go on to the next chapter.